Joey. It's Eddie Garcia. How are you?
Chief Eddie Garcia, San Jose Police Chief. We're doing as well as, you know, we possibly can. You're dealing with a ton of stuff, but are you a little sad that you don't get to work from home as you are essential?
You know what? I'm not sad at all. This is, to be honest with you, this is what my men and women, this is our calling. This is why we're here. You know what? We don't weaken in these type of situations. We strengthen. So, you know what? We're ready for this, and we're here for our community.
Great. Well, the listeners have a question for you, and you can answer the listeners right now. The listener that says, I'm scared, what's your reaction to that?
You know, well, it depends really what, you know, when they're talking about what's going on with regards to the coronavirus. I think this is something that's an unknown and that we're all dealing with ourselves. We need to really trust our health professionals as we go through this.
I get about the virus washing my hands, but I'm scared about the streets being empty, and I see police driving around, and I never noticed them before because there was other cars, but now it seems like I notice them. Like, have you stepped up the patrols, or is it just they're more noticeable because there's no other cars?
Well, I'll tell you what. This police department's fully operational. We're business as usual. Of course, we're taking precautions to protect our rank and file from exposure. But, you know, we're increasing our social media presence to ensure that our community knows we're out there.
Yep.
But I'll tell you, our activity logs, we haven't skipped a beat. Every morning I get up, the officers are doing everything they can. I could not be prouder of these police officers, our dispatchers, our CSOs, our civilian staff. As I said again, they have risen to this challenge. I could not be more proud. We're out here, and, you know, we're going to keep these streets safe. If anyone thinks they're going to take advantage of our residents in this city, in this crisis, they are sorely mistaken.
Woo! Yes!
Wow, absolutely.
I didn't expect that. That was nicely said. I feel better already. Thank you for saying that.
You know what? This is what we stand for. My men and women have risen to this challenge. They are not going to let this city get away from them. I can promise you that.
Because I was going to ask you, have the calls gone down because people are self-quarantining?
Sheltering in place.
If you looked at the normal level of 911 calls for whatever offenses that the police officers go on, have those gone down because people are not causing trouble as much?
I haven't looked at the 911 call volume. But I will tell you, I mean, I would imagine that the 911 call volume is probably a little bit less than it was before. But I will tell you, the activity of the men and women that are out in the street has not diminished. And I think that's what's important in our community to understand that I don't want that fear. I don't want people to be fearful. I want them to know their police department is 100% fully operational, and we will continue to be.
And how are you guys enforcing the shelter-in-place order, and are you enforcing it?
We're really taking a educational approach to this, to be honest with you. It's new for a lot of people. You know, we got to remember what the spirit of this thing is, and it's to save lives and to help our vulnerable community. And this is a teamwork effort. And so I know there's confusion out there from time to time and what people can and can't do. I mean, yeah, you can go out for a walk. You can go exercise. You can go, to the store, medical supplies, doctor's appointments, care for the elderly, and some other things, right? But what you can't do is willfully disobey what's trying to get accomplished, right? We're focusing on businesses that remain open, bars that remain open, restaurants being open, things of that nature that are going to crowd gatherings that are going to draw our attention. But I want to be clear. When the order came out, I pushed out a memo that day that we're not going to be using this tool as a means to detain people. Because that was another thing that we were hearing about that people were fearful.
Or you won't be asking them questions like, where do you think you're going?
No, we're not doing that. You know what? This isn't martial law. At the end of the day, the bottom line, we're going to get through this, okay? We're going to get through this as a community. And when we're through this, we're going to be the ones picking up the pieces if we break the trust that we've built so strongly with our community. So we have to be very mindful how we do our job.
Chief Eddie Garcia, San Jose Police Department, we really appreciate what you and all the brave men and women under your authority are doing right now. Thank you for everything.
Thank you guys very much. Stay healthy, and thank you for your continued support.